Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chalk Mommy, and you are now officially riding the chocolate wave with me, Chalk Mommy. That's right, me. And tonight's show is gonna be fucking crazy. We're gonna finish part two of The Angry Wife. And for those of you that missed it last week, too fucking bad. Y'all motherfuckers should have tuned in. But if she's nice enough to give y'all a recap, that's cool. Because there's some more shit that's going to come out tonight that didn't come out on Tuesday that's going to have you motherfuckers like, wow, are you serious? Fuck yeah, I'm serious. So, I have a lot of shit to cover tonight. We have the angry wife on the line. And also, on top of her telling us about her situation, we are trying to get her some dick. She's fucked the same dick for 20 years, and they're no longer together. So I need her to experience the kind of dick that Chalk Mommy be getting. I be getting that good dick. So tonight, hopefully men will be calling in and sending their pictures to chocolatecity2010@gmail.com with 10, so we can go ahead and get her hooked up. Because, man, could you imagine how good that pussy is going to be when y'all hit it? 20 years with the same dick. I call that some seasoned good. My shit is good, but it ain't good like that. I'm kind of jealous. Damn, she gonna be having motherfuckers losing losing their mind, wanting to buy her a whole country, give her their whole 401 pension plan and all kinds of crazy shit. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring on the angry wife so she can tell you about her and we can get it popping. Hi, angry wife.
Hey.
How are you?
Stuffing my fat ass face right now.
You know, when I say angry wife, and then when people hear you, I think they're expecting you to be this old bitter ass bitch that's ugly, about 350 pounds, and that's why your man did all the dumb shit because you let yourself go. And that is not the case. She is not
ugly. No.
She is not 350 pounds. She's short, but she's cute, and she got a lot of hair. And like I said, she got that seasoned good, 20 years with the same dick. You can't go wrong with that.
Shit. I'm also, I was angry, was being the key word, but I'm not tripping because, poof, his loss, girl, his loss.
You know, and I'm trying to be somebody else's game.
Yes. Who is the question, but, right now, it could be anybody's game. I mean, they coming out the woodworks. Once I started announcing that I was no longer in a relationship, it's been kind of crazy.
It just seems like once people hear that, then they'd be like, wait a minute. We know she was with him for 20-something years, and she was a good girl. Oh, hell yeah, I would love to tear that pussy up because I know she a good woman. I mean, when you have the reputation of being a good woman, good pussy, good head, and just all around a good businesswoman, then motherfuckers be like, that is like winning a gold medal in the Olympics.
Well, I could tell you right now, I'm about the business, trying to make me some money. Really, like I said, I'm trying to avoid, I don't know, I'm not really trying to avoid anything. I'm just going to let whatever comes natural come natural. But it's been crazy. It has been crazy, you know.
You can't say natural around me because, you know, I'm one of them motherfuckers that will make shit happen whether you want to or not. Now, we go, what? Man, please. I will put a fucking sign on your back. Need good dick. Need good big dick. Like, for real. Like, what? Man, you seen how I was on my video in the lobby with the dude showing him that my head game was a felony and pulling out the video so he'll know that I meant fucking business. So if I can do that to a total stranger, just think what I can do to somebody that I know.
Yes, I need to be very careful. It's been weird because I got a strange dick picture in my email. And I was like,
you ain't
never
sent it to me?
Huh?
You ain't sent it to me? Was it big?
It was ugly.
Oh, it must not be cut.
It was ugly. It was ashy. Keyword, it was unsolicited. So please don't send me a picture that I ain't said yes in me. Because I almost sent it to you, Chuck. You can put it on the site.
If it had an email address on there, no, you would. Well, yeah, because I would have put that motherfucker on blast. I would have put it on blast.
And then on top of all of that, it was married. And that's the one thing I can't stand. I can't stand a cheating-ass married man. And don't even waste your time approaching me if you married, because that's the one thing I just have zero tolerance for. I can't stand a cheating-ass married man. So, you know, that just, all the rules was against them. Everything was going against them. Well, unsolicited, we need pictures. Say hello, my name is, first. You know what I mean? Do something
wow.
Other than just
raunchy pictures. Why do men do that? Like, I got a text message today, and I think it's somebody I met on the chat room on Blog TV, and they sent me a text message saying that, whatchamacallit, what did it say? I'm now officially a married man, then bitch, why the fuck are you texting me? And then just last week you was trying to come down here and fuck. You officially a hoe. The fuck?
Okay. You know, tripping.
I am not. I'm just saying, like, dudes kill me with that. Oh, I got a woman. Okay, and what the fuck you want with me? I'm a woman too. I don't share. I have needs, and I need for you to be single, and I need for you to have big pockets, because I need to go shopping. I need to be spoiled. So with that being in mind, and I need you to be able to fuck me when I want. I can't be laying in my bed and I call you and you was like, oh, you like whispering like, oh, my wife was up. Fuck that bitch, nigga. I need some dick right now. You need to get up out your motherfucking bed and come fuck me. Fuck her. You talking to me now. So I need a single man. Because, man, like we talked about last week, sideline chicks, don't, that ain't going to be me. Because I require too much and I'll get your ass caught up. Because she'll be wanting to know why you can't fuck the way you used to fuck. Because I'm going to take all your energy. I'm going to make you fuck me till you can't come no more. You're going to go through the motions, but ain't shit going to come out. Your dick, you're going to be shooting dry nuts fucking with me. And I'm just like, fuck that. Like, for real. I don't have time. And it's just crazy because, a matter of fact, go ahead and bring everybody up to speed because, you know, there are some people that are just tuning in for the first time tonight and they miss Tuesday.
Okay. Up to speed. I'm not even sure at this point what up to speed would be other than the nigga was shit, freaking double life, freaking heathen and a cheater, and women don't be happy being a number two or a number three. If you know you're a number three, you need to just stop being a number three right now. Pick up your phone. Call the nigga and say, you just can't do this shit no more. Have more self-esteem than that.
And then you know what's crazy? And I forgot to mention this, and I was laying in the bed thinking about it yesterday, is the trifling motherfucker has, which bitch was she? Was she number two or number three?
Which one?
The one with the kids.
Two.
Okay, so he had bitch number two call in to your friend's show and get sexual points to use on him. Who in the fuck does that? How the fuck you gonna call your wife's friend's radio show and have this bitch listen to my nasty, freaky ass and do the shit to you? Wow. And I even heard that she tried the pop rock. Now, if you ain't a professional dick sucker, the pop rocks ain't gonna work. That's just not gonna work. I'm sorry. That's just not gonna fucking work. Matter of fact, Princess Nay is on. I know she got something to say about that last comment. Hi, Princess Nay.
Hello. How is everyone?
We're doing fine. Did you hear that last comment?
I heard that. I mean, you know, that's just sad.
He's
just a sad excuse.
No.
You know, it's just ridiculous. And the more I think about it, the madder I get, and I want to tell somebody wherever he's at to turn him into their little bitch and fuck him and not even use Vaseline. You know, that's the kind of attitude that I have towards this idiot right now.
Oh, man.
But I'm trying to be nice for the angry wife's sake.
Shit, she's not nice. By all means,
what do you
mean? Shit.
Look, nice is being out the window.
We don't do nice anymore. Not in that situation. And I feel a little violated. I mean, and, you know, I can't feel more violated than AM. But I feel violated because how the fuck you going to use my freaky shit and have some smut use it on you when you should have been trying to be like, you know what? AM, let's listen to Chop's show and see what the fuck this crazy hoe talking about, and let's get freaky. You know, I went to the Starship, and I brought you some ass beads, and I'm going to stick them in your ass, and I'm going to pull them out, and I'm going to lick them, sniff them away. I'm just going to be all freak for you tonight. Why can he do something like that?
You know.
Because he's scared. It goes back to the comment that I said previously, which is he needed a woman who was naive and ignorant, because he wasn't a real man, and that kind of woman will accept him any kind of way. And because
yeah.
he probably wasn't capable of really bringing it the way that a freak should bring it, he wanted the benefits, but he didn't have what it took to actually get those benefits. You know what I mean? So he needed somebody that was just stupid, and that's what he got. Because he knew that the angry wife wasn't going to take that bullshit. She would be like, nigga, are you rich? Your dick ain't really like that now?
You know, I know a lot of the problem was, okay, if you can't do the basic necessities, you might not want to try all that unnecessary other foolishness.
Exactly.
Is the light bill due? The light bill is due. You don't understand how it's going to get paid. I got to pay that joker. Oh, well, you might need to do something else with that thing. You know what I mean? So, believe me, I don't claim perfection. Maybe I could have been a little nicer and not so angry, but I'll be damned. You know? Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I mean, me personally, I would respect him if he was on the side of the street saying, "We'll sell dick for light bill." I would respect that. You know, I'm selling dick for bills. I could respect that.
That hoe was just giving up free dick.
Yeah.
I mean, giving up free pussy, and he was taking it. Mm.
Actually, she was giving him money.
She was paying him for dick, when you think about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that good.
Paymaster. And so, I mean, I know dudes was like, "Yo, where that bitch at? Is she paying for dick? I need to holler at her." But I'm like, the hell kind of shit is that? At least if he had that Midas dick, you know, like, I don't know if y'all have ever had this kind of dick before, because I've only experienced it like a few times, and I've only been dick with once in my life, right? So the type of dick that when it's up in you, that shit feels so motherfucking good. It might have you going in your purse, pulling out credit cards, signing all. You know how you get a book of checks? It's like, what, 25 or 50 in there? It's like you signing your name on all the motherfucking checks. Maybe his dick was like that to some of these little hood rats or something. I don't know. I'm just like.
Well, please keep that away from me. I don't want none like that.
Oh, see, if I got something like that, trust me, he ain't finna get shit. He just had the privilege of saying, "I dick top down real good, and I had her feeling a certain kind of way," because it ain't too many motherfuckers that can do that now. So, I mean, I would welcome that challenge. Matter of fact, I think it's about time to send out a BBM challenge, because, Angry Wife, are you playing with your pussy with toys, or are you just meditating?
Right now, I'm meditating.
Boo, you better bump that meditation and get you some toys and bang that monkey, because since you ain't going to let the special friend get none, the least you can do is, I mean, damn, you just holding out on everybody. That's sad.
I must meditate for a while, because then when I decide to put the whammy on whoever the victim is, then they going to come on the show and talk about the whammy. Okay, now,
let me ask you this. How freaky is your mind right now? Because it's like, you got some built-in frustrations and shit like that. So how open-minded are you willing to be with the next person? Are you going to be like one of them, oh, my God. You know how, like, when church girls finally get their first taste of dick, they be off the chain.
How that was.
What a lot of people don't realize is before I got settled down, I wasn't loose, but I was very explorative. So I used to write erotic stories. My mind is terrible. Terrible place.
Oh,
you don't want to
use a nasty
look into the
old something. I knew you had some freak in you.
Write erotic stories.
That's what she said.
Y'all two motherfuckers. Rogers is about to make me cuss all y'all asses out. Okay, so why is it when I was looking for my head start into this porn business, I was shy about approaching Mother Teresa, and she used to write fuck stories. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why do I get cursed out? That's her, not me.
What?
Okay, well, why do you say y'all too?
We're going to save you for another day. But I am upset. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking I'm just the rotten apple, and y'all just purer than snow, purer than 100% vanilla flavoring, and y'all motherfucking loose cannons on the writing tip, on the poll tip, giving out classes. I'm appalled. I'm violent.
Me and the poll. I can't do the poll thing. I can't do the poll thing.
That went for you.
I can teach you.
That was for Miss. I give poll lessons now every Wednesday night.
I can teach you. I can teach you. Yeah,
I want to take poll lessons though. I started taking belly dance classes. I started taking the belly dance class again. And when I tell you that shit hurt, baby. But to move and wiggle like that, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's going to be something else.
I'm just saying, when you get some dick, are you going to call us so we can listen?
Yes.
He sure is. I don't want to make any promises that I might be lying about.
We just going to tap our phone. Bump that.
I mean, you can call and let us listen to the foreplay, because, shit.
That first song to work with.
I might not remember, depending on how it's going. You know, hey, that might be too much to try to have to remember into the plan.
I'm going to make sure I'm there. So I'm going to have to get there so I can go and set this up and say, hey, dog, this is how we going to work this. I'm going to hold her down, and you just going to take that. That's what we going to work.
Oh, goodness.
And now I'm going to call you. And I'm going to put it on Blog TV so you can watch. You ain't even got to listen. I'm going to let you watch. Yeah, because I'm learning how to work this crackberry. I got you.
I'm hoping that my friend does not want to participate in the stealing of the cooch.
I hope they do.
But it's a family thing. You're letting us watch because we might learn something. And then you can be an exhibitionist. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can be fulfilling my fantasy of fucking in front of people and having the best orgasm and, like, he could be eating your pussy, right? And you're looking at me and Princess Nay and you're just like, yes!
Wow, that's really not how I imagined.
I don't think that's going to
That's not how I was picturing my first experience with someone other than my ex-husband.
It's called Freaky Tales. It's Freaky Tales. You know what I mean? So it's like this is how I look at it. And I wish somebody would do this for me. If I'm out, and say for instance I'm in a swingers club, and me and my dude is there, and he's hitting it from the back, and he's tearing my ass up, I would expect you and Princess Nay to hold my hand and just talk me through the experience of getting banged out, you know?
Oh, goodness. I have to say, if we're at the swingers club, that I probably need to be getting my own back.
I mean, we can have a circle. It can be like a triangle. And we all get hit from behind and we're holding hands while we getting smashed and we're looking at each other like, yes. Oh,
okay. If we have any volunteers on the line, please hit the yellow thing because I want to hear your input on that one.
I mean, that would be dope as hell. We all holding hands. Dog, while we're getting fucked from the back doggy style, and that caused some sister union right there, man. And then I can see Nay's perky titties bouncing up and down, and I might flip on the nipple a little bit, like,
oh, goodness. Wow. Okay.
You ain't seeing my titties. I just realized that's what you said, Heffa. No, you're not.
It's like, wow, this is a...
But you see how long it took her to respond, because she was sitting over there with this big Kool-Aid smile, thinking about it for
watching
a hot
TV.
Second. She was thinking about it for a hot second.
Look, my high school is currently playing for the state championship, so I'm watching that game on TV.
You don't even know
state football championship.
Okay, what's the touchdown?
Yeah, they did score a touchdown.
What's that?
What, when that girl, I was a cheerleader. I know about that. Shut up. Don't play with me.
Cheerleading.
This has been a long time coming that we have never made it to the state championship before. So this is something serious.
Cheering for a motherfucker to hit it does not count.
What?
Bending over, cheering for somebody to hit it does not make you a
cheerleader. No, I didn't even do that in high school.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You lost your virginity when you was 21.
I was married at 17.
Girl,
wow.
You good, because at 17, I was popping out my second child not wanting to be bothered with his motherfucking daddy. Woo!
I didn't have no kids yet. I got married at 17, and I didn't get none until after I got married.
What?
I did keep it. Yeah, I kept it until I got married, child.
Was it worth it at the end? Like, did you have test drove the dick before you said I do?
I didn't.
So you didn't know no better anyway, because he could have been giving you garbage dick, but you ain't never had no dick, so you wouldn't have known the difference.
But I've always kept my shit to myself, because my grandmama said it's not a tire, I can't rotate it. So I give it to myself. Yeah, if you say it ain't a tire, you can't rotate it if you get too many miles on it.
Oh, wow.
And so, I kept it to myself, because I couldn't swap it out if I got too many miles on it. I needed it to last a lifetime.
They got the tire, you could have swapped it out. They got something that you can buy in the store and use for a little while you give yours a break. You would have been all right.
Listen. I want to be able to still get it at about 70 or 80. I want to be able to still drop it like it's hot. Clap, clap, clap on it.
Oh!
Have to spare some of the bottles.
I don't know what to say about that one. I am just going to, Somebody in the chat room is like, oh, they want y'all to say y'all names so they can know who they're talking to. They're like, can y'all ladies handle 11 inches? I mean, I have a 10-inch dildo in the closet, and 1 inch ain't really gonna matter. And it doesn't matter how long it is. If you don't know how to fucking use it, it's a waste anyway.
True.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a major waste. I mean, shit, a person with a 5-inch dick might be able to work it more than 11-inch. And speaking of, AM, I saw the, I got my video back of the dude with the 14 inches using two hands. Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, goodness.
I was happy. I was so happy to see that from afar. That's not some shit I want to see up close. So now that you're back on the single scene again, what are some of the characteristics you're going to be looking for in a mate?
Let me think. A job. Another job. A third job. No, I'm being hateful. I'm going to expect them to have financial stability, because I'm not, I can't do the take care of a nigga thing. I'm going to expect them to be definitely clean and neat, because I can't stand a nasty ass nigga. I kind of leaned to a certain complexion preference, but that's negotiable if they not ashy and scabby. No. For real, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I kind of
tell them to fix me something to drink.
So you have a, so chocolate, okay, like chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, blacker than a motherfucker, I mean.
Ew, no. Mm-mm. No, because then that means from, that we going to be blue back.
From milk to, like, honey almond, I don't like yellow, high yellow dudes. If they piss yellow, I really don't like piss yellow dudes. But, you know, it's just a piss yellow thing. There's something about them, you know. But from, like, a honey almond to, like, a milk chocolate, some dark chocolate is there if they're not ashy and rusty and scabby. Hispanic men are kind of cute, but I've never, ever, ever dated or wanted to date a white guy. I'd kind of steer clear of them.
And how tall would you like for them to be?
Tall to me. It's not hard to do that. Really not hard, but they got to be taller. I kind of like the
That's
head at the chest. Yeah, it's really not hard to be taller than me, but I like to feel secure.
Okay.
I like to feel secure. So I'll say from 5'7" up.
Angry Wife, the chat room would like to know, are you into anal sex?
Yes.
That was not me that answered, but it depends on the situation and the person.
She is, and if she's not, we're going to open her up to try it.
Actually, with the right person, it's actually very exciting with the right person, but you can't be a freaking imbecile. You know what I mean? It's a process. Let's just say that it's a process.
Now, you can get it beat up just like you can get that thing. Yes, you can. It'd be nice. Woo!
Okay,
well,
Princess
Mary,
what's the last time you got whooped in your ass? How about that?
Huh?
What's the last time you got plucked in your ass?
I don't know. Wow. I'm just going to sit back and shut up. I ain't going to talk no more. So, nah.
For me, it was 09. I'm about due. I'm about due for some anal. I ain't even going to lie. I need that right about now. I just need some right about now.
Ooh, that'd be that good guy. Yes, it does.
I didn't think it would hurt because I would be so excited just to get
it. Doesn't. It, well, you know, it's that good kind of hurt, you know.
I was going to say, it's a pleasure pain. But it can, if not being done right, could be a pain. That's why I say it depends on the person. Because if you don't have any sense of anything, you need to stay away from that.
Child, you need to just get you a whole bunch of lotion, lube it up, bend it over, toot it up.
But I don't think lotion works. I don't think lotion is a good lubricant. I would say
that. I don't either.
I would say the sperm is the best lubricant to have because it is just warm and it's slippery and slimy and it'll go right on in.
Exactly. Well, not if you just starting.
Well, that I always thought that's supposed to be the second course of the meal, not the first course of the meal.
Sometimes I want that as my first and only. Bump the rest. Start me out just like that. Yes.
You know what? I swear,
what?
when I do fuck again, I don't even want him to. Well, I want him to jack his dick and then shoot the nut all on my butt, and then I want to go straight into anal sex, and then we can do vaginal later.
You can do that.
Vicky, what does he have?
Yeah, that's what I want. That's exactly what I want him to do. I want him to hit the ass first, lube it up real good. Then it'll, like, slip in so, you know, I can go from 1 inch to 2 inches to taking the whole thing. But the thing is, I got to make sure he's no bigger than about 8, because that's as far as I want to go. Then I want to have the best orgasm ever from getting fucked in the ass. That shit is so intense. Oh, God, it makes me want to touch myself, like,
oh, goodness.
you do that anyways.
I'll take half of it. I mean, I'm just saying, though. I don't use my fingers. I use my toys.
What's the difference?
Huh? The shape of my toy is like a dick. My fingers are too small. I have skinny fingers. So it's not really going to work. You know what I'm saying? I need, like, see, I got
you need two.
I probably could use three on you to equal the size of a dick that you're used to. See that, honey? Is that about right?
That's about.
See what I'm saying?
You may want to add one more.
Oh, shit. How about this bottle right here?
Bit.
How about this
Nah, I'm just messing
nah,
with
this
you.
This is the little one. This is the 16 fluid ounce. That's about three fingers, kind of, sort of, maybe. Yeah, you good with that right there. Matter of fact, I ain't even playing no music yet. Y'all some old nasty-ass helpers. We have a call from 340-227. Thank you for riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy and Princess Nay.
Wow. This is an interesting topic you ladies are having. I just happened to click in and, you know, it's live. I got to give you that. But let me ask you this. How do you get a woman to feel comfortable to do anal?
You just slip up and sneak her accidentally. Duh.
I mean, that is one way. Or if you have a woman, if a woman ain't had dick in a long time and you got her so turned on, she'll be happy to take it whether she suck your dick, pussy, or ass. Because I ain't fucked since August, and when I get some dick, he ain't going to have to work much to get it in my butt. I'm just going to give it up to him first.
Well, damn. Can I send you my video then?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say, but neither one of them would work for me. You have to kind of, I have to be relaxed with the person. And it has to be a lot of introductory play. It has to be a lot of warmth and gentleness, and then lead into that. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
All right. Well, then would you say that most women who say they don't do actually do?
Well,
that didn't come out the way I wanted it to come out. But you get the gist
of what
I'm saying.
I know exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
They may not have done. But if you are gentle and relaxing and calm and making a calming experience, you can probably get them to do what they say they won't do. It's just this, it's the aura. It's what's going on in the room at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time they be lying because, you know, I told the first three dudes I had sex with that I was a virgin. They can't believe it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But see, I've never been.
I was gonna ask the guy that's on the phone. Okay. Anal is something that you like, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Well,
okay.
Let's do it, baby.
So, how big is your dick?
It's about 10 inches.
How thick?
That should be why.
You talking to an angry wife?
Nice
y'all just go for it, and I'll videotape it.
But see, the thing about it is, the last female that I was with. She was telling me, she said, it looks like a piece of corn. She said, so thick like corn. You know, like a corn cob.
I don't believe that. Send me a picture.
Wait. Oh, I'll send you a picture, baby. I'm not ashamed of what I got.
Do it then. Send me a picture. BBM. I don't know my pen number, chat. Give it to him.
He might not be on BBM, but she said that you were shaped like a corn cob.
Yeah. And she said she was afraid of that.
Yeah.
And I get that from a lot of females.
I have
now,
to be honest
for
say that I would
not
want a corn cob in my butt.
For vaginal, they love it. You know, but they're afraid to go anal with it.
Because it's a lot of factors when you get fucked in the ass by a big dick. Most of us don't sit on our pussy. We sit on our ass. That shit hurts. We don't want nothing that's going to fuck up how we be able to sit down to where we have to lay down on our side. And sometimes what men don't understand is when y'all are fucking us, like, once y'all start getting us relaxed and we're able to take more in, sometimes y'all forget and y'all start trying to give us a little bit more than we want to take. And that shit kind of fucks a lot of stuff up in the end. I mean, me personally, once I get used to the dick and I've opened up, then I don't have a problem with taking more because I'm going to grab you and pull you into me anyway, or I'm going to be like, yo, give me more. If I'm like really turned, I'm like, motherfucker, you better fuck me. Give me all that dick, and then it's whatever. I'll suffer the consequences later. Just run me some bath water, throw some Epsom salt in it, and then just bring me some food because I'm going to sit my ass in the tub for about 2 hours, and you know, you can talk to me, and you just know you ain't getting shit else the rest of the night and the early morning.
That's funny.
But I'm being so motherfucking real.
Well, I feel you on that. I feel you on that, and I can respect that. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, but I try to avoid all of that. Boy, I'm not into sitting in the tub and having issues when your fart, your ass hurt, and all that kind of stuff. No, I'm not into all of that. So corn cobs would not be an option. No.
I mean, another way to look at it, as you know, for females that might be having issues, if you let a dude nut in your ass, you would never have to buy a laxative again. That's a natural.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is a way of looking at it. It is a natural, because it is going to, when it comes back down, it is going to bring everything back down with it. That is
exactly
factual information.
Yes, it is. So, you know, I might need to hit Cherokee and Pinky up and ask them, do they ever have any problems? Because Cherokee take it in the ass like it's just a pussy. Like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, whoa. Damn. It be making my ass tight just to watch all that. Ooh.
So listen, I got one question. Now, who is Chocolate? Hello?
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who's Chocolate? Which one of you all is Chocolate?
That's her right there.
That's you.
That would be me.
Okay, well then I'm going to tell you this. Come on down to the VI, which is the Virgin Islands. And yeah, I'll ride. You can ride the wave, that's for sure.
Well, you know what, Mr. Hold on, God's Man 147. We're gonna bring in Animosity because he's in the chat room with you, and I think like you're 10, he's 11. That we can already have 21 inches of dick on the phone, ladies.
Come on, Animosity, come get a hold of some of this.
Animosity don't want never a chocolate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, yeah, what's up with it, though, chocolate? I mean, first, I want to extend mine to you because, you know, baby, you feel me? You up at the top of the level with it, you know what I'm saying? You don't bite your tongue, and that's what I can really respect. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but look, though, I want to say this, you feel me? As far as that anal thing, look, check this out. Let me explain this shit on a real level from a man who done it numerous times with numerous females. You feel me? But just like the other girl was saying, that's why I was asking you to explain who they was. I know who Chuck Mommy is, but just like the other girl say, she ain't with the sitting in the tub. Feel me? Every girl ain't going to prepare theyself the same way. You feel me? So the main factor is seduction. You know what I'm talking about? So if you want my advice, you feel me, whatever you feel like you want to do with a female, you don't know how to tell her, if you can't decide, I don't want to fuck you in your ass. Some girls ain't going to like that, even if they want to get fucked in their head, you know what I'm saying? So it's your approach, but I use seduction. Once you get you a porn movie, you know what I'm saying? Play the porn scene, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get high, right? And then you make your mood in, and then you'll see how far you go. Then you got to pay attention to the female body, like she say, you feel me? If she start liking it, she going to start pulling you in, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to rush into nothing, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to offend a bit of, and there at the same time, it's still a process, and it's all adult, so you got to dish your ass all the same way you dish your pussy so you won't have no accidents.
Yeah, you do have to do that. That's true.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So, Animosity, before you start hitting the ass and stuff like that, do you use your mouth to lick it and get it all right like you would the pussy?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I didn't even know I had to say that. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know, I just like to hear a man say he eat ass. That's such a
That's the whole, that's what I'm saying. See, it's a process. It's an adult process. And like I say, seduction is the main factor, even if a nigga don't do it. You know what I'm saying? If he trying to do something, he going to do it, you know? So, like I say, I like porn. I got over 200 porn movies. You know, that's fucked up, but it's a fact. So, I learn a lot from watching this here porn, so that's why I kind of like use that as a reference, because that's where a lot of people use that. And then, being that I'm on that level, I let my bra read your blog about the anal thing, you feel me? And that was the little push she needed.
How did that go? How did she enjoy getting tagged in the booty?
Yeah, I mean, she liked it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all, I really don't know. She really liked it. It's just that it's the process of preparing. It's what her hang up is, you feel me? So that's why I say it's an adult thing, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be something you want. It's got to be something you ready. You can't just jump in the anal sex, you feel me? You fuck around and have an accident, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Preparation plays a big, big, big factor in it. But seduction is what makes it happen every time.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm gonna play My Girl's Got a Girlfriend, because I think I need some pussy tonight. So here we go. Here's my first music break.
Hey, Chuck, you don't need no pussy. Okay,
you don't need no pussy. You need just some of this dick.
I want a dick strike. I need some pussy to prepare me for some dick.
Oh, goodness.
Remix shot it. It's Trey. It's Trey. Remix shot it. My girl get down to it. Remix shot it. I know what you like. Cosmic remix. I just got up from work. 1:30. I'm kind of hungry, cause I know my girl lonely. Going back to my crib, it's kind of early. Surprise my girl, because I know she waiting. I open the front door, I am moaning. For real, somebody, I'm finna kill somebody. Then I get closer, I hear groaning. Bust in the door and see my girl with a chick. That's when I know that my girl got a girlfriend. I just found out, but it's ice. Long as I can be with a tool. My girl got a girlfriend. It really is not a problem, cause I'ma make it do what it do. Cause having two chicks, better than no chicks. I'd rather just join in. Keep my girl and keep the other one. My girl got a girlfriend. It really is not a problem, cause I'ma make it do what it do. Girl,
you're so sexy. You so sexy. I wanna see you clap. I wanna see you clap.
Girl, you
Like that. So ladies, please take time to listen to that song
around in your spare time and get some balloons with some water, like little balloons with a little bit of water, and practice sucking on them so when you get to suck some dick, woo, get down to them nuts. Hello, it's a home run. It's a home run. I swear it's a home run.
Like you're giving them a massage with your tongue.
Girl. Oh, shit. Princess Nay.
What?
I have got a prank call number. Oh, my God. I'm feeling so good. You remember Offset that was on the show a couple of weeks ago on the day that Heavy D passed on, right?
Yeah.
He hit me up last night, and he was like, he got this DJ he wants me to prank, right? And he was like, he wants me to say I'm with the Wu-Tang management, and we want him to DJ. So what I did is, I belong to the Wu World site, right? So what I did was, you know, I went and I was like, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
We're starting the Wu models, and Wu-Tang is about to embark on adult entertainment, doing private parties and this DJ. And, you know, it's just like, Wu ain't nothing to play with. Wu ain't nothing to play with. I am so ready. I'm crunk today because we have a dinner prank call in so motherfucking long. Like,
well, let's do it. Come on.
Okay.
I'm ready to listen.
Hold on.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let me bring in 718 real quick, 524, and then we're going to do our prank call because, oh, I'm feeling so good. Hi, 718-524. You are officially riding the chocolate wave with Princess Nay and Choc Mommy. What can I do you for? Please tell me you're a man who got a big dick.
Well, I'm just checking and saying what's up.
Hi, you still ain't answer the question.
Yeah, I got all that. This is Bruce. How y'all doing?
Hi, Bruce. How you doing? Oh,
hey, Bruce.
He go hard.
Yeah, I know he got one because he sent me a picture.
Yeah. I'm just hoping all y'all are satisfied with what y'all got.
We'll be more satisfied when we fill it up in us.
What happened?
We'll be more satisfied when we fill it up in us.
That's definitely a good look right there.
Yes.
I'm not shy behind that camera.
Good. We're about to do a prank call. I hope this motherfucker answers.
How y'all ladies doing, though?
We are doing fine. I'm
okay. Let's
I'm
join.
I'm not bothered. I need some
this is some bullshit.
What?
Okay, okay. Yo, Taco, did you get the picture I sent you?
On my phone?
Yeah.
Actually, my phone is tripping. I got to take it back into Sprint, so I've lost a lot of stuff that was on my BBM. Cause it's like my
I got it.
Can you send
it? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Okay.
What about? You know I don't know how to send it to you.
See, I tried to send it before I called so you would have it, but I didn't know that your phone was fucked up.
Yeah, I'm getting stuff right now.
Huh?
I'm getting stuff right now, but, yes.
So you should see my picture then?
I haven't checked yet.
Okay, well, y'all enjoying your Friday night?
Yes, we are. We're about to put your ass on hold because I have a prank call to do because I'm feeling it tonight. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. And
feeling
then we got to come back and start talking about
feeling
fucking in
I
the
like
ass
feeling
and whatnot.
Feeling
so,
myself makes me happy. Ooh.
That's good. That's always a good thing.
So you know me. I'm about to put y'all on hold, and we're going to call DJ Mark P. And, please, it's going to be funny. I know you motherfuckers is going to laugh, because that's what happens. So I'm just telling you right now, do not try to break up my concentration and whatnot, because I am about to do what I do. So
I'm
going to
stick on my titty in the camera while you do your call.
So, hold on. Here we go, right here.
You have reached mailbox number 7709.
Well, damn, he didn't answer, so I'm going to bring everybody back on. That shit just pisses me off, because I was really gung-ho about pranking somebody tonight. But
call him again.
Oh, hold on one second.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with DJ Mark Ski, please?
Yeah, this is me. Who's this?
Hi, this is Valerie. I'm calling you from New York.
Uh-huh.
And I'm representing the Woo Management, and we're looking for DJs. And I was given your number by another DJ, and he said that... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What's his name?
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, like I was saying, I'm with Woo Management, and I'm calling you from New York, and I was given your number by another DJ through a business partner of mine. So, basically, what's going on is we're getting ready to start a new chapter of the Wu-Tang Clan, and it seems like everybody is getting into adult entertainment, so they want to embark on, like, private to semi-private adult parties, and we need a DJ that can DJ and not offended by certain things that goes on, and he's able to carry out the job. I mean, the job pays very well. Is that something that you might be interested in?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because I'm taking notes as I'm doing this. So don't be offended by what I ask you, because like I said, this is a new venture that they're embarking on. It'll be up on the site Sunday. We're going to make the launch, and I'm doing my interviews now. So hopefully you can answer some of these questions and we'll be fine with some of the answers, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a problem watching naked women dance around and mess around with each other?
No.
Okay. Do you have a problem if asked to spend, like, have something sexy on, like, if people, like, females have DJ fetishes, right? And sometimes they like to see a DJ without his shirt on and, you know, get down to just, like, his shorts or something like that. Do you have a problem with that if it's just an all-female party?
I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay. Now, this is where it's going to start getting crazy, because I have actually been to these parties, and this is why we're actually having this, because I talked them into, you know, the that's going to be coming up. So, have you ever had sex during a gig?
Yeah, well, yeah, before, yeah.
Okay, so you don't mind fucking if a female comes up to you and she's very turned on, because you're going to be paying very well for your time. Each party is like $5,000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. So if a female comes up to you and she wants you to fuck her, you can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, and do you have a problem with having your dick sucked while you're spinning on the turntable?
Not at all.
Okay, so like when you're like having your dick sucked and you're about to come, do you make noises or do you come in silence?
I don't know. I'm gonna give a double scratch for that. A ziggy ziggy ziggy.
Oh, so you can scratch and nut at the same time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on a scale, we're going to say on a ruler, 1 being the lowest, 12 being the highest, where would you say your dick would be on a ruler? How many inches did you say you are? Because the DJ has to have a big dick.
I don't know, probably like a 10 and a half.
Okay, is that thick or is it skinny?
Thick.
Oh, that's cool. Now, question... how do you feel about performing oral sex? Because you have to be a multitasking person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you have to eat pussy, but if that was something that a female wanted to do and see if you can stay focused and scratch and eat pussy, could you do that?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay. Now, I haven't seen your picture, so could you describe to me what you look like?
I can't really tell. Brown skin, 5'8". slightly stout, handsome fella.
Okay, got you. So, I have like a few more questions. Now, because these answers that you're giving me, they're really good. I don't see why you couldn't be our guy and be our DJ, because you're very open-minded, you don't mind having your dick sucked while you're working, and you don't mind fucking. Now, there may come a point where we might have some fluffy bitches that need some love. Do you discriminate, or will you knock a big bitch down?
I don't discriminate.
You don't discriminate?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's good, because I was about to say I'm a big bitch and I might need, you know, I might want to fuck you, and if you was going to say no, I might be a little inclined to say, to decline this application, but I'm happy right now. Okay, so what size condoms do you wear? Because we would like to make sure, you know, we keep a nice supply, an ample amount for you in case you go through them, because, you know, these parties tend to run to the wee hours of the morning.
Trojan extra large.
Trojan extra large. Okay. Now, this is my last question to you. Do you lick ass? Because that's a new thing that I'm finding out. That's like a fetish for a lot of people.
Yeah, I've known to let the tongue ride a little past the tank part.
Oh, okay. Now, have you had your ass licked?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Yes.
And you like it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn. I like how you said, mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
No, I can't. It's hard to explain. I guess they're a little tangled or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would have to say you are a freaky-ass DJ, and I would really like to welcome you to the Woo Management, to our adult entertainment division. Can I get your email address, and I can send over a contract, and then you can send me your rider and everything back as a reply?
You ready for the email address?
I sure am.
Mark Shepherd, M-A-R-C. FHEPHBRD 72@yahoo.com.
Okay. And also, do you have a Twitter?
A what?
A Twitter.
Uh-uh.
Oh, you're not on Twitter?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow. You don't know what you're about to miss out on, not being on Twitter. Ain't no telling what you can hear and see on there. I suggest you get an account.
Yeah, I'm working on that now.
Okay, well, again, I would really like to thank you for answering these questions, and you can expect your contract and a description of everything that we talked about in the new division that Woo Management is bringing in. Like I said, we're going to launch it on Sunday on the WooWorld.com, /world.com, and it was very nice talking to you. And hopefully you'll be responding to my email in the next hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good night, sweetie, and thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye.
You stupid girl. She is stupid. That nigga was jacking off when you were saying that shit.
I wanted to know if he had a Facebook page, because I wanted to see what this fool looks like.
But remember, his homeboy set him up, so he's going to make sure he see this. This nigga is on the phone, and then he likes his ass wet. He don't.
Hey, I like mom licks. I ain't even going to front. We need another number.
If y'all got a homeboy that y'all want to get pranked, give us a call. So send us a number in the chat room. Oh, my God. Damn, that felt good as fuck. going on. Okay, I am going to bring in, oh, my ears is ringing. Oh, damn. Okay, we're going to bring in Scotty Mac. Oh, God. Hi, Scotty.
Hey, what it do, man? You was clowning. You know what? Man, I'm sitting here with my cuz. He like, what the fuck? This is first time hearing it. Hey, holler at him, cuz. He like,
We got a number, Chuck. We got a number.
Oh, shit.
We got another one.
I'm going to have to hold on because we got some more numbers.
go ahead and do y'all thing.
Okay. He's a rapper from Oakland is what he says.
Y'all
finna prank him?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a number you want us to prank?
Shit, hell yeah. Yeah, I got a number. I sure do.
Okay, so his name is, what is it, Herb Doc? Can I just call him Doc?
I'm ashamed of that name.
I ain't never heard of him.
You
know, call him. Call him and see what it is, child.
One second.
Yeah. I'm about to mute the phone right quick.
Okay, hold on. So I can call him Doc. Okay, so we're going to call Doc right now. And Animosity.
We need some info about him, though, like where you would have met him at or something.
Hey, Chuck, you want me to mute my phone?
I'm going to mute it. Don't worry. I got this.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to have a number for you, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to dig it up.
You know, you're kidding.
Okay.
Y'all wrong.
Okay,
y'all wrong. But I got a number I want to give you, too.
Looking for a deal. Woo! Is he on Twitter? Has he seen any of my... He's not on Twitter, is he? Because I don't want him to see any of my, whatchamacallit.
Who, the number I'm looking for?
Oh, no. The guy in the chat room.
Oh.
From Young Lions War, that's a rap group. Okay.
He just a regular nigga.
Christian Day, you got this one or you want me to get him?
No, I'm going to let you do this, but you need to be Gucci Mane's manager again.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
Hey, after you do this one, I got a number for you. You know what I mean? I'll give you the lowdown after you do this one, on you know what I'm saying, on what to say to him when you pick up the phone.
Matter of fact, BBM it to me. That's what you can do. Okay, man. This one is going to be funny as hell because I'm going to make that motherfucker do a freaky freestyle saying burr.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to stop my bullshit because I am just so fucked up in the world. You know what? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Here we go. All right, hold on one second. All
right.
Let's see. Let me get the number. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, fuck you, man. You get bored, he'd be like, fuck, let me drink.
You got Jared, he is right.
Rob be like, man,
drink this shit. All right, here we go.
Hold on one second.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me put y'all motherfuckers on mute real quick. Y'all is about to fuck up my concentration for real. So, Scotty, you're gone. Nay, you're on mute. And Mr. V.I., you're on mute. So, here we go.
All right,
thank you.
All right. Hello?
Hi, can I speak with
Doc? Who?
Can I speak with Doc?
Man, Kayshana, why the fuck are you playing on my phone, man?
Excuse me?
Kayshawn, why is you playing on my phone?
Sweetie, this is not Kayshawn. I'm calling to talk to you about your rapping career. I was given your number by Rich Ryder.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've heard a lot of good things about you. First of all, my name is Shay. I'm calling you out of Atlanta. I'm official member of the Brick Squad Management. And like I said, I was told that you were a hot rapper from West Oakland who's doing your thing.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. We doing it out here. I got a show with Too Short tonight in San Jose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like to hear that you're being busy. So, like I said, I am an official member of the Brick Squad Management, and we're looking for some new artists to sign. So, what I need from you is, how good is your freestyle?
You want to freestyle right now?
Yeah, but the thing is, I have some of my partners around me. We have this on speakerphone, and we're going to give you a scenario and see how well you do with that. Because, you know, being part of a good rapper is being able to drop a rhyme at the drop of a dime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you're familiar with Gucci and how he likes to say burr all the time, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I need for you to do is give me a freestyle with some freaky stuff, and I need you to have Burr as the hook.
Okay, so you want me to give you a, hold on, let me get this correct real quick. You want me to give you a freestyle with some freaky, but saying Burr in it, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, for sure. Like the head, go. Let me see. I hit the ice once, twice, for they be burning. I get it in it. It's in those semi. Fuck with a tenny. I'm up in it. Yeah, I'ma do that. Rest in peace to Rue Rap. Yeah, let me get a nigga all up in that cool cat. Up on some freaky shit. Get it in the bed, though. Yeah, get a sexual. I'm all served. Giving it a dope dick. Back and forth. Hope the girl know this. You know what I'm saying, boy? It's herb dot. That shit was hella weak.
But you didn't say burr enough, baby. I mean, in order for you to get signed with Brick Squad, I need to hear you representing Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody that can just bring it. I need to hear some burr. Burr, I need that shit to sound dope as fuck. You from the West Coast? Come on now. Get that shit popping for me.
All right. Here we go right here, though. Here we go right here. When I first met the bitch, I knew she was the one. She was getting a shine on in the California sun. I ain't checking on the bra. When she got a drop, the bra dropped 10. Hell yeah, she can pop. Burr, I'm in hide in the rollie. When it was rolled up with the AC blowing. When I met the bitch, I knew she was the one. She was getting a shine on in the California sun. Burr, hop in the shift. Little mama. Fuck, man. I swear, you really caught me, like, lightweight off guard and shit. Let me pull over. I'm driving. Let me pull over one time, though. You feel me? Let me spit this shit to you, though.
I need you to say burr as much as you can, because that shit is cool. All
right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hold on. Shit. Hold on. Ooh, I swear you caught me off guard like a motherfucker, though.
But when you're caught off guard, that's when your real talent shows.
Yeah, that's when your real talent shows, though. You ain't never lied on that, though. Hold on, though. Hop in the ship, ride with a nigga. Long hair, pretty face, and I dig a figure. A vivid picture painted of the doc digging in her. I can do it better than who you fucking in and fucking with you. A paw pussy, the broad got a pussy paw. A thick broad meant to bop up and wish it tough. A brick is off, put on my dick and make it lick it off. I'm sick of sauce, it's no one flow as sick as ours. Burr, but damn, little mama got ass, damn. Bruh, I'ma tap the pussy like I do my blunt ass. Eat a little pussy and send him a mustache. She came twice, I came last for the grass. Burr, right around high.
just like a rolly cuz, 40 with the 30 heads, reservoir, Rioli sauce, I'm leaning. I got bold, my new port. Born and Mac, tip a bitch like too short. When I met the bitch, I knew she was the one. She was getting a shine on in the California sun. I ain't tricking on a bitch, but she got a drop. The broad drop 10, hell yeah, she can pop. Burr, I'm in the ship, high than a rolly. Windows rolled up with the AC blowing. When I met the bitch, I knew she was the one. She was getting a shine on in the California on your son. How you like that one?
You didn't end with Burr.
I'm riding with Gucci. Yeah, we in the drop top. Burr, I got my fur on. Burr, it's so cold. Burr, like a poster. Hello?
Yes, thank you.
Who was that?
I like that. I like the creativity and everything.
Who is that talking? In the background.
There is nobody talking. I told you I have you on speaker, and me and some business partners are having a meeting.
Oh, that's all good, though. It's all good. I respect it. Let me spell one more freestyle. Let me spell one more freestyle, because I'm parked now. You feel me? Yeah, it's the doctor. I'm a Waka Flocka. Gucci. Pulling over groupies, give me the coochie. Eyes red as a ruby. Spit it like Uzis. Hotter than the jacuzzis. Fuck a floozy. Burr. Yeah, fuck with the North Pole. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, because we get dough. Hey, day, man, I'm posted on the fucking block. Yeah, hitting fences, nigga, because we run from cops. It's Herb Doc. Niggas better know that. These boys dictionary just like a Kodak. Tatted up like Gucci, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm all in the coochie, man. Getting loochie, man. Yeah, we getting guap. Burr, yeah, this shit be on my block. Because I represent one fucking time. We do this shit, nigga. Damn, man, I swear everything up, man. I need to send you some music or something so you can really, like,
actually,
hear me, though.
Actually, you do, because Animosity, he did real good. I was like, whoa. For a minute there, I thought he was about to trade more Burr. That shit was, like, turning me on. But you are doing so good. What I'm going to need now is I'm going to need your email address so we can send you over some documents, because this was a hidden talent search, and guess what? You won.
So this dude, my nigga, Animosity?
Rich Ryder told me about you, and Animosity was like, you know, damn, you know, he killed it, and he told us about you as well. I didn't know that you were going to be able to just kill the freestyle like that. Let me hear you say Burr a few more times.
You hell is Timmy, man. This is Burr.
Say it one more time, please.
Oh, shit, man. Is this a game or what, though, man?
No. Gucci represents Brick Squad. This is his company. So that's one of the requirements. Everybody has to be able to say that shit and have it with some feeling, because Gucci takes that shit personally. Y'all just don't know.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my email address is herbdoc@gmail.com.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is confer some more with my partners, and we're going to send you over the next step to our talent search. But it looks like you're going to be coming to Atlanta.
All right, well, shit, that's what's up. I'm going to be good and ready.
Okay, so you should have your email by 11 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Eastern time, because I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So that'll be like 8 o'clock your time.
Oh, yeah, that's all good, Shay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Doc, and it was my pleasure listening to you, and I'm very happy right now.
All right, that's what's up. I'm happy, too, though. You really called me off guard, though, but, you know, it's all good in the hood.
Okay, well, you enjoy your evening, and I will be talking to you soon.
Okay, Mama.
All right. Bye, Poppy. Nay. Where the hell did she go?
Why?
Oh. Wow. I swear, man, I got to stop this bullshit before somebody fuck me up.
I'm right here. I'm on the other phone, too.
Child, but he's crazy, like, as hell, man.
I'm just going to blast his email address on Facebook and Twitter and tell everybody to email this fool and tell him that he need to give shit up because he is lame as I don't know what. Kill yourself. And I'm going to say, hey, y'all, email him and tell him that Gucci said, man, your shit lame. Give the fuck up.
Yeah,
we heard your shitty ass.
Man, we heard your shitty ass, my nigga.
No, baby. That's
not
you.
You're
a great squad, no.
No, I ain't no great squad, baby. Hey, Chalk, you get the number I sent you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me check my BBM.
No. Go to your text. I ain't sending BBM.
Oh, okay, my text. Hey,
Chalk.
Yeah.
Put my other phone. Take my other line off mute. Because I'm hanging up on this one.
Which one?
This one that I'm talking to now.
Okay, you hung up from one of them, so. Okay.
Yeah, right.
The only other 850 number, duh.
Okay.
Burr.
Burr. That's a fuck up.
I told you
was going in like
burr. Say burr.
Right, he was talking and saying burr, like I'm walking down the street, burr.
And he kept doing the same rap over and over again. And I guess he thought it was going to get better. And Chuck had the nerve to boost this Negro up and tell him, yeah, your talent can come through. If it ain't in you, it's not going to come out. Nigga, you ain't got no talent. I mean, really.
Oh, God.
Right.
Then he thought he was hype. He talked about, oh, Animosity told you to. Yeah.
Burr.
Woo! Precious Day.
Yeah.
I gotta be a fat girl right now. His name is CJ, and I met him at Nikki's in Detroit. How big?
Yeah.
I got about 250, 350, two. I mean,
yeah.
Like
250.
You at least. Well, you like.
Not
five,
too big.
Four,
just say you're a big girl. You're a plus size girl. Don't say you too big.
Plus size.
But you gotta fuck with him, though.
Tell him you just got a big booty.
No. Just say you a plus size woman. He love plus size women.
Oh my God! So you
your cousin sound like you look. He like hot. What he look like?
You like my cousin? You hear his little voice and shit.
What he look like?
She look like me. We family, damn it.
I don't know what you look like. Shut up.
You do. Yeah, you know what I look like. Chalk know what I look like.
I'm not Chalk.
Oh, excuse me. You ain't finna prank call me, damn it. No, y'all got to get him, though. He like
okay.
He like plus size women. So get him,
okay.
Chalk.
Oh, God. Man, my stomach hurt. Okay, let me try to be a big bitch real quick.
I need you to get somebody to stroke it tonight. I mean, we need a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Y'all get him good.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let me put his number. Let me put y'all on mute.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to CJ?
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to CJ?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Tasha. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm Tasha.
I met you at Nikki's in Detroit, and you gave me your number.
What's up?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I didn't catch you at a bad time, did I?
No, I was just coming in from, who was at the casino? I'm going to call you right back. Answer your phone, all right?
Okay, you can't call me right back. I'm at work, sweetie. You want me to call you back in about 20 minutes?
All right.
Okay, I'll call you in 20 minutes. Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was no fun. We need another one.
Yeah, he don't sound like he's fun. We got some calls lit up. I gotta play some more music. Hold on. Let's see. What am I gonna play today? I like Trey Songz. I'm in a Trey Songz mood.
I want you to play Motivation.
Motivation?
Mm-hmm. Baby, you can be motivation.
Yes! Not with your ass howling, I can't.
Burr.
Well, you already know my ass is not going to bed. Don't tell Sue tonight, because I am going to have to put those prank calls out. I swear you. Okay.
Baby stroking and say burr. I like it when a nigga say burr while he come burr.
You are so fucking dumb. Oh my God, why do I deal with you? Here's your song.
Call a female.
rolling.
Oh, I like motivation.
You like motivation?
I do.
Real? I'm trying to think of something nasty to play. What's a nasty song for you?
The Neighbors Know My Name.
Nah, that ain't nasty enough.
T-shirt and panties.
No. Oh, you know what? Ha ha! I found it. Okay, here we go.
Charlie, I don't dance. Sorry.
Mom says you left me. Something else.
Somebody said 12 play, so let me go ahead and give y'all some 12 play, and then we'll get back to our show.
Yo, I got 12 things to say, 12 ways to say. Check it out. Do you mind if I give you some of mine? 12 places. Yeah.
ball, and people don't understand what it is about Burr. So what I've decided to do is play the original call that got me hell bent on this Burr
thing.
Not that one, but the original original.
I know. We need to play that one as a follow-up, though.
We can play that one tomorrow, because you know it's Sensual Saturday.
Man, I'll be at work, I think, maybe.
If not,
well, I need it tonight, please.
I'll wait for Tuesday. I'm not. Oh,
no.
We can still play it. Well, let me go with the first one. Hold on. Where the hell to go? Now, this is the first Gucci call right here. So, what the hell is it? Here we go.
It would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He might have to wait
right,
for Friday.
Get that in. Come on, let's go. Let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him.
Okay,
let's get him. I got to do this.
Hold on. Damn it.
I got to get this
that.
Shit.
Oh.
This shit is going to be hilarious.
Here, let me get the number.
Don't forget.
Out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager for Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You got to say Burr. You got to say Burr a couple of times, too. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Can I speak to LB?
This me.
Hey LB, how you doing? My name is Francis Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh my God!
You know, your friend submitted you, and I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Oh my God! Wait, so what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So when I get to do this? Oh, my God.
We're going to set it up for next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to drive. We would set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. Now, the only catch is Gucci is a very wow person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So with you doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't. No,
and you can bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like you're going to go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track. And it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever. Whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah. Burr.
Oh, my God. I'm trying. Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Because he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, mate. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry for pleasure.
Is it gonna be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there?
Hmm.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Don't cry. What I'm gonna do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and remember, Burr!
Scott, play the other one.
Okay. All right, hold on. Hey, G-Spot, how you doing, girl?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Y'all got me cracking up over here.
Wait a minute.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
Wait a minute.
I'm rolling.
Wait a minute. You ain't even heard the last
one. Got one more.
This is the last prank call of the night. This one? Okay. That was what started the Burr series prank call, right? So, this one that's coming up, it's taking Burr to a phone sex level.
Oh, shit. What? Let me give my PSA for this one, because technically it was not our fault. We had attempted to prank call him, and then we said we were going to call him back. Chalk didn't call him back, so this idiot calls us back. And he hears it say that it's Blog Talk Radio. He even hears us talking about how stupid he is, yet and still he goes along with it, so hell, he deserves everything he gets. That's how I feel anyways.
I don't even know where it is.
Y'all are wilding in there right now.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Yes.
Which one was it?
It says Bursex.
Oh. That's what it says.
Something like that.
Oh, Burnett. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh
my line. Let me see who this is. Oh my goodness.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you last night. You said you was going to call me back at 11, but you didn't never call back. You must have been busy.
Oh, yeah. I sure was. I'm so sorry. You know, I've been under the weather, so, you know, I laid down and my girlfriend held me last night and we just, you know, we rocked it out and we went to sleep. So how are you doing today? I must have really been on your mind for you to call me back.
Yeah, it's been on my mind. I said, dang.
Like, oh, why am I on your mind, Daddy?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me, you said, you in Atlanta now. I'm like, huh? You know all that. Yeah, you just told me you just had left Atlanta the other day. And so I'm like, well, I wish I could have seen you. So when you coming back this way?
You know what? I might be back like in a week or two. I'm not sure. It depends, you know. I'm very popular. So, you know, a lot of people book me and then, you know, I go where the money goes. So.
Yeah. I understand that. That's what you got to do. That's where it's at.
Yeah, actually it is. Or I got to go where, you know, the freakiest person is, you know, because I'm such a freak. Like, gosh, like, you're about ready to have me. Huh?
I want to see. I want to find out.
Oh, you want to find out? Oh, you sound so good right now. I haven't busted a nut in, like, oh, a few days because I've been under the weather, so I haven't been feeling like myself. But you have me wanting to, do some things to myself. And I'm at work right now. This is crazy. You ever do phone sex?
No, I never had that.
What?
I don't know what it's like. I might need it. I need sex.
You've never had phone sex?
No, never.
Ooh, like, have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and they made your dick hard?
Well, it's getting, I feel it coming up now.
Wow. Ooh, that's what I like. Now, see, with phone sex, all you have to do is, with your dick getting hard right there, we just talk nasty because I'm a nasty, freaky, smutty, slutty bitch. Like, I like to do it all. You know what I mean? I like to make your dick stand up at attention.
Yeah, that's what I love, too. Uh-huh.
Really?
Love that, yeah. I just...
So,
what?
Where are you at right now?
In the house.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself. Yeah.
Oh, are you sitting down on the couch?
I'm laying on the floor, looking at TV.
Oh, you laying. Oh, perfect. What you got on right now?
Shorts, t-shirt, and that's it.
Oh, what? Are the shorts jean shorts? Are they like basketball shorts?
Jean shorts.
Do me a favor. Since I'm laying in the bed with nothing but a black t-shirt on, why don't you take those shorts off for me?
All right. I'll do that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Dang. Yeah, they're awesome.
Ooh, yes. Yes, yes. That's what I like. So, you got your boxers on and you got them off, too.
Then take them off.
Oh, yes. Take them off. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Man, you're making me happy already.
Oh, making you happy already?
Yes, you're making me happy already. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. This is going to be your first time. Oh, yes.
Dang. So, where you at now? You in New York?
No, I just have a New York number.
Oh, okay. Kind of blowed me too. I said, well, dang. Oh, my goodness. And then I thought I had a number, and I...
Yeah, my work number, my number is forward to my work, so you're fine. Now, how hard is your dick?
Oh, my goodness. Not yet, but...
It's getting there?
Yeah.
Oh, so would it help if I told you how I was going to suck it when I see you?
It might. I'll tell you, this is my beginning.
You
a virgin. I'm a virgin.
You a virgin? Oh, okay. Just picture me laying on the floor with you right now, right? And I'm laying you back on the floor, and I'm spreading your legs apart, and I'm climbing up, and I'm taking your dick, and I'm stroking it gently right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And. Yes, yes, yes. So now I'm kissing your chest, and now I'm sliding down to your belly button.
Oh.
And now I'm about to kiss the tip of your head like this. Mwah. You like that?
Yes, I love that.
Mwah. Mwah. Yeah. So now your dick should be, is your dick hard right now? Okay.
Yes,
okay, now I need to hear that it's hard, so tap it against the phone for me. Ah, yes, it's ready, it's ready. So now I need you to lay back down, and I need you to start stroking your dick for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You doing that for me?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm about to play with myself, but I'm so freaky. Like, while you're stroking your dick, I need you to make a sound effect for me, okay?
Okay,
I need you to say burr. I need you to say burr 3 times for me while you're stroking your dick. Come on, Daddy, you can do it for me.
Burr. Burr.
Yes, that's it. Is it getting hard? Is it swollen? Yes. You got some lotion? Oh, you don't need it. I need you to just go ahead and keep stroking that dick. Just stroke it. See, every time you say burr, don't it make your dick get harder? It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How close are you? Is that net right there? Because I'm sitting right here. Oh, it's right there. Oh, yes. This is going to be easy to make you pop. Yes. So now, yeah, that's right. Keep doing it, Daddy. Keep doing it. Now, when you get ready to bust that good, thick nut, I need you to say burr real loud, like you're fucking me and you're coming inside of me. But, you know, I want to come with you, but I need to hear that burr. Like, that is my shit. That's almost as good as you sucking my titties. Burr just, oh. Oh, my God. Yes.
Burr.
Oh, yes, I'm riding. My ass is bouncing. Like, oh, yeah. Damn, come on. You're taking too long. I need you to come on and give it to me. Come on, give it to me, yes.
Mm. that thing right up the top, but it won't do nothing.
It won't do nothing? Let me see if I can help it. Do you need to hear more kissing noises? Let's picture me sucking on the head of it, yes. And while I'm doing that, I'm still making my ass clap. It's just, oh man, my ass is all over the place. I need you to concentrate harder, yeah.
See, I told you if I had me one more pretty pictures, I'd be all right.
It's still not coming?
I feel it.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't that one of 5 minutes, man. I'm
you mean when, oh, that's your all-nighter? Oh, that's good. I like when you take all night.
No, you might be 5 or 6 times. So.
It's okay, baby. Come on. Keep stroking that big dick for me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stroke it. Stroke it. Oh, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Burr. Burr.
Burr. Burr.
Yes. Picture yourself slapping my ass. Slap it. Slap it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you're going to be so close. Let it go. Let it go. Yes. That reminds me of Keisha Cole, that song, Let It Go. Come on, let it go. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Say it again, Daddy. Say it. Say it. Dick, huh?
Yeah. So you know what happened.
Yes. Okay. I need to clean myself up before my supervisor comes back in here. Look, it's like 2:45 now. I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock, okay?
All right.
Because I get off work at 5, so we can finish this. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That
was
a horrific nut. Oh, yes.
Ooh, I don't know how you know. Dang. All right. I will talk to you.
Okay, I'm going to call you at 5.
All right.
Okay,
all
baby.
Right.
Bye.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord.
Chuck. Chuck.
Huh? Huh?
wrong, girl. You know you wrong. But you had that motherfucker going.
And
that shit was funny. That motherfucker said, burr. Burr.
It was that last burr he did. I need the DJ one, and I need to do the freestyling dude. It was hilarious, yo.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't hear from me on Tuesday, it's because one of them niggas found out where I was at, and they jacked me up. You know, I'm only 5'5", girl. So they may jack me up and fuck me up. And where would y'all be? Y'all sitting here laughing and kissing and ha-ha. Well, when a motherfucker hop out on me, where y'all gonna be? My co-host is laying on the bed, call gun drop, titty standing straight up. She looking at me on webcam.
Girl, we gonna be talking about some burr.
For real.
Golly. That boy just didn't know.
Oh, God.
Like, where did y'all come up with the burr, though? Like,
okay, see, what happened was I had an R&B singer on my show. And him and Princess Nay talked me into calling this dude. His homeboy set him up. And they was like, you got to act like Gucci Mane's manager. And you got to say the burr. So that's where that originated from. I did not know that the dude was going to cry. And he was going to call his mama. But what's funny is that bitch didn't even answer him back. When he talked about some mama, she's like, boy, what the fuck you want? Why you calling my name like that? That bitch ain't saying shit.
Oh my gosh.
So from there on, it just stemmed from, it just started going uphill, downhill, wherever the fuck you want to call it, that's where it went. And that's why when you see people on Twitter talking to me, they'll say burr a lot because they'll be hearing it for the first time and they might hear the dude jacking his dick saying burr. And then I got a DJ and I told him that I was with Brick Squad and we was getting ready to do a Burr Nut series and we needed a
DJ.
Yeah,
I heard that one.
Yeah, so that was the third part. So tonight is the fourth series, fourth collection.
Oh, my God, oh my God, I need you to come and do this shit on my show, like, ASAP. I need the laugh. That is hilarious.
Yeah, so you can tell Nikki, she missed a good one. For people that don't know how to fuck in the ass, I suggest y'all listen to the archives, because we gave y'all some free advice and information on getting fucked in the ass properly. the dude has to lick it before he sticks it.
You know, I never did it in the butt, girl.
Well, all
never.
I can keep it is it's gonna hurt.
It's not too late.
I mean, I'm willing to try it, but I don't trust people enough. Like, that takes, you know, like she said, you got to have the right person. Everybody can't just be going in on that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful. And talking to God's man is not going to work because he over there proclaiming his dick is 10 inches.
It's a corn cob, girl. It's a corn cob.
Yeah, it's
just
a
call that motherfucker
corn
what it is.
Cob.
It's a corn cob.
Now, you got some corn cobs that have been reduced in size because they went through some steroid process. So it's like cut in half and shit. But he said what kind of corn cob? He didn't say if it was a white corn cob or if it was a yellow corn cob. Did
or the little pieces of corn that come frozen in a bag.
No. We ain't talking about those little nuggets. Hell no.
G-Spot, tell everybody when your show is on.
Oh, sure. Each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, G-Spot Radio is blogtalkradio.com/the G-Spot. And we just talk about everything. Like, every week is a different topic. This week is actually going to be, why are you still single? So we just going to touch on a lot of different stuff, and our callers be acting up. Our chat room be crazy.
I'm single because I can't find somebody. Well, you know what? I'm not single. I am single. I'm not single. Once he comes down and fuck me and spoil me and give me some gift cards and shit and leave some presents behind, then I'll have a man.
Look, so, I'm sending you a ticket tomorrow to come down here.
Huh?
I'm sending you a plane ticket on American Airlines to come down here.
There you go.
You sound good on radio.
Say what?
You sound good on the radio.
Baby, I sound good anywhere I am.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, motherfucker, that sounds good, but you got to make a believe out of me.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
It's all good.
My co-host, she got dropped from the call. She's about to go into the bathtub. And what I need her to do is be like Papa Duck and pat that pussy one time for me. Yes, Big Cass said he needs you to pat it for him. And when you put that toy inside that nice pink coochie that's tight, that's hairless. Oh, God. I remember seeing it on Tiny Chat, and I took a picture. Why didn't I keep that motherfucker? I need you to just, oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, anal toy time. I don't got one of them. Where's my sex toy guy? I need some toys for my booty. So I'm going to need him to hook. I'm going to have him hook me up with that, because I'm going to have to play with my toy tonight because I am feeling rather horny. And
go ahead and put it in now.
Nah, because, see, I can't afford to be getting banned off no more live chats and shit. People come up with
dang.
A topic.
You be getting banned, yo? That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't.
What you be doing?
What the hell did you do?
Acting up.
He talked me into sucking my dildo on stick cam, and I can never seem to keep my drawers on when I hear certain music.
Yeah, let's throw some R. Kelly on then.
R. Kelly didn't do it. Princess Nay did it, and she was like, get the toy. And I started sucking on that dildo, and I started thinking about that I haven't sucked a real dick in so long, and I was all hungry and just wishing that motherfucker would just skeet in my mouth so I could swallow, but it didn't. And then I got booted off. I got banned. My IP address is banned. I can't even look at nobody else get on you stick cam. Thanks to Princess Nay. She did it. Like, then last week, she had me get out of my boxers. She had me get kind of booty naked.
That is
funny. I didn't see that myself.
I mean, that's what happens when you have a co-host that always is a bad influence. She even had me prank call a preacher, but luckily he didn't answer. I told him I got his number from Creflo Doll and I needed help. I had a sexual demon in me. But what's funny is I called the preacher from...
Yeah, it wasn't Eddie Long, was it?
No, it wasn't him, but the preacher called her back. He didn't call the number back. He called her back. So what kind of preacher is that that's going to call my co-host and be like, did you call me?
Wow.
That means he had
something
fantasies
wrong.
He knows her.
He had fantasies about my co-host, and who wouldn't? She got beautiful lips. She got a nice tongue. She got perky titties. She got a nice, puffy, but tight coochie. I'm like, I'm just saying. Matter of fact, any man that's listening, G-Spot, with a name like G-Spot, she needs to have an anal, an orgasm from being fucked in the ass. So can some people call into her show on Wednesday night and make some arrangements to give her some dick in the booty? Because that's what she needs in her life. She needs about a 10.5-inch cornhusk dick or 11 inches to just give her a nice pounding.
Oh, my gosh. Don't call us to the show saying that like that, y'all.
Where are you, G-Spot?
I call the show and be like, what's up, G-Spot? I heard you needed some dick in the booty. I'm trying to fuck your ass. I'm trying to be that first one. Like, shit, I'll make your ass feel good.
She got that first ass, too?
Yeah.
G-Spot, what state are you in?
Right now, I'll be all over. Right now, I'm in Pennsylvania, but I'll be in D.C. soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be everywhere, up and down the East Coast.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'll be everywhere. But y'all do need to tune into the show, though. Like, Chalk, you really need to call in, like, every week.
I'm going to call in Wednesday, and I'm going to set it up for you. And then, you know, if Princess Nay ain't busy, I'm going to have her come through and see. When we be on our show, we would be on Blog TV so people can see us. So, G-Spot, what's your Thunder Twin, Princess Navy lying. She a brat. She a lying-ass female, yo. She a dirty-ass bride. She got me fucking banned off of sitcam, and she always be tempting me to show my pussy on cam. I don't know why she do that. Knowing that
I can tell your pussy,
it's like
too. Chocolate toy you got?
Huh?
You got a chocolate dick you're sucking on right here in this picture.
Of course. I like chocolate. Shit, I'm a chocolate bitch. Who wouldn't? Until I can
but
find
chocolate.
A dick, this
how is do you
part.
Get to the webcam, though?
Oh, you got to scroll down. Wait a minute. If you're on chocmommy.com, you got to go to Chocolate City.
I'm on here. How do I get in the chat room, though?
How do you get to Chocolate City?
You should be able to click on it, and it's, matter of fact, hold on. Let me grab this link right here. I'm not going to hang out with y'all all night. I don't know what the hell y'all think this is.
Okay.
Yes. I'm pressing
okay.
Name.
Waiting for video.
Oh, don't do your lips like that, Princess May. My nipples get extra hard, like I'm in the cold. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, fantasizing about my co-host and that wife, and we're all in a room, and we all have dudes behind us, and they're fucking us, and we're holding hands, saying yes, on the same, being on one accord. I think that would be so dope.
Hey, this thing says currently not broadcasting. We'll be back soon.
Now,
I'm watching
at?
Chocolate City. I'm watching Watch Chocolate City Radio Live.
No.
No. ChocolateCityRadio.com.
Yeah, go down to the I'm broadcasting now. You gotta go down to the bottom or something.
That's what I did. I went all the way to the bottom.
This is not meant for you to see me, I guess. I don't know. If you're not... Oh,
shit.
What?
Did you just click the link in the chat room?
Yeah, I clicked the link on the chat room.
Well, it took me there.
It took you right there?
It took me right there and just scroll down. Not all the way to the bottom, but almost there.
The what?
Princess May, did your team win?
I got a million things going on.
Don't give up.
Yeah, you know what I'm
sorry to hear
trying to find
that.
What I'm going to do tonight.
But you're on Team Chocolate City, so we're always always come out on top.
I did the day down the block. Been getting quick.
Okay, now, I'm going to be back tomorrow with my old school Saturday, and we're going to be playing old school hip-hop and R&B. Princess Nate, you got to work tomorrow?
28. I'll be up there at least by 11, 12 o'clock.
I'm following everybody.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Stagnant, huh? Oh, you know what? I went in Chocolate City magazine.
You are so special.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Got the kids with you.
All right. But I don't see just straight Chocolate City, though. You're right. I can't, I don't know. I don't know why I can't get on.
Ground up, you are so fucking late. I swear, when I finally meet you, I'm going to smack you with my titty.
Oh, shit, smack you, baby.
Ugh. I swear. Men today, you cannot rely on them. Men never do shit on time. They can't even nut on time. They always come early. No comment for that, huh? I thought so.
That shit ain't always true.
You the first one to speak up. It must be.
That shit ain't always true.
Yeah, huh? Prove it.
All right, like I said, once you get here, we go ride that chocolate wave.
Oh, yada yada yada, whoopie whoopie woo, wah wah wah. Yeah. Oh, I can smack you anytime, Philly Rob. Oh, I swear. I think I need to have a party, and me and Princess Nay, we're gonna host it, and it's gonna be a it's gonna be an intimate setting. What I want to do is have erotic poetry and some tantric sexual experiences over, you know, cocktails and maybe a jazz band and playing, you know, R&B all night long. I just want it to be like a smooth running event with, you know, grown and sexy, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, casual, but you got that sexy feel, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about doing. Me and Princess Nay, we're going to ride, you know, you're going to be riding the chocolate wave with us. And it's just going to be like a grown and sexy event. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get on the mic and talk some shit. And as long as Princess Nay don't say the wrong things, then I'll keep my clothes on. But if she starts talking shit, then be like, oops, there goes my shirt. Oops, there goes my bra and everything else. Hold on, guys. So that's what I'll sit there and do. So I'm going to be back on tomorrow from 2 to 4 for Old School Saturday. And, well, normally from 2 to 5, because I swear, once I start playing their music, it's like I can't help it. Then I got some DJs that sent me some mixes tonight, so I'm going to be going hard in the fucking paint. I be loving my Saturday show because I swear I have the best old school R&B and hip hop. So every time I'm on a radio show, I'm always on webcam, right where I'm at right now. So this is where y'all can find me. And make sure y'all join G Spot on Wednesdays and Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
And then when Guy's Man sends me my plane ticket, then y'all will see a video of me and him getting it on. Shot mommy fucking a corn cob.
Enjoy your corn.
Whatever. G Spot, hit me on Twitter because I'm about to get on Twitter and tweet about my fucking show and do these
audios
for the prank call and whatnot. Okay, do that. So you guys have a good night. Thank everybody for riding the chocolate wave. I love y'all, and make sure tomorrow y'all come and join me at not the same chat time, but from 2 to 4 on the same channel and everything, okay? So G-Spot Twitter is in there. So like I said, I love you guys. Thank you for calling, and I will see y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.